In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Get up, get up, get up, it's the Get Up Show.
You've showed up just in time for the Simon Says Podcast, podcast number 178. Welcome.
Hi.
What's going on? I'm Sean, Charlie, and Maddie are
Hello.
Here too. Glad you're with us. I'm not sure it's 178, but I'm choosing to believe you rather than wait for you.
It works.
Don't think I'm lying.
But not entirely 100% certain.
According to my notebook of scribbling.
Yeah, you do have some good scribbles. Hey, if you ever want to click a like and subscribe and all that stuff, please do. And if you want to be part of the podcast, we love talking to you. 336-373-0987 is our number. Going to start off this week with the biggest issue in America today.
Which is?
People who shop at TJ Maxx say that as soon as they walk into a TJ Maxx, they have to poop.
I'm laughing about this because I used to have that with Target.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
Huh.
Well, not a lie.
But did you follow through with it?
Well,
or did you?
I had to.
Oh, my God, no.
I didn't have a choice.
What kind of animal? I don't understand.
Just far enough in that I was shopping and had some things. And then I'd be like, oh, yep, nope, gotta go.
Nah.
Like, there was no waiting.
I always run home no matter where
I am.
There
was no waiting.
Oh, no, I definitely used TJ Maxx bathroom one time.
Did you?
Yeah, my wife wanted candles, and we had eaten something.
So you took them in the bathroom to see
how
they worked?
See, yep. He's blaming it on something he ate, though. This, for
me, we don't want to know about that.
Was never, it was a personal joke I had with myself, because it was like every time I went to Target,
that's crazy.
Which wasn't like every day, I had to go.
Are they playing the brown note over the speaker somewhere subtly?
All right.
Maybe.
There's a lady, Shelby, on TikTok, says every time she walks into TJ Maxx, sudden urge to run to the bathroom. 4.1 million people have seen it. Another lady said, same thing with me, but she says that any store with fluorescent lights makes her rush to the bathroom.
Hmm.
I've never heard of this in my life. And then other people are chiming in saying, hey, yeah, me too. Every time I go to TJ Maxx, I do this.
That's so weird. I wonder, we work under fluorescent lights, though, so that I don't think that's it.
Oh, he's pooping all the time.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
They say when your senses are relaxed, you smell a relaxing scent, your sensory cells work to analyze your surroundings.
Huh.
Then they send a signal to your brain to let it know if it's time for you to go to the bathroom or not. Your brain will decide then if you're comfortable enough or if you do have to run to the little girl's room in the TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I've never, ever had that happen. And like I said, if it did, it's just going to have
True
to wait.
Thing.
Going to have to wait.
No, there's no wait. You don't understand.
No, sometimes you got to do it.
There was no waiting.
I feel like they had a good bathroom. I'm trying to think of all of the various bathrooms. Costco's got a nice one.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. They've got a good one.
I'm always impressed with the ones at Food Lions.
Where else was I recently?
Because, you know,
there's a gas station that had a really nice one, which is shocking.
A lot of people don't know that, you know, just about every grocery store you go to, they got one waiting for you.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, you try not to use it unless you have to.
Yeah, and clearly that's my stance on that.
A Taj Mateeter doesn't have enough facilities in their facility.
I think it's never been to one. Never been to that one.
Oh, no, yeah, I've gotten in there. You have to park your cart outside of the bathroom.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. Well, do you ever get worried someone's going to take your stuff, even though you haven't bought it?
I told you why Bed Bath & Beyond went out of business.
Why?
Because some a-hole, I had stuff in my cart I was doing my Bed Bath & Beyond shopping. I had a tiny decorative pillow and probably a couple of candles, maybe a whisk. And I turned around to look at something, just long enough to turn around and look at something. Somebody took all the stuff out of my cart and put it down and took off with my cart. I was like, I don't want this stuff bad enough to go get another damn cart. I'm out of here and okay, you're going to go out of business.
That's somebody being an absolute jerk. I'm always afraid that if I do park my cart outside of the bathroom, that someone who works there will think, oh, this has been abandoned. I'm going to take it away and put all this stuff away.
How
and
long are you in there?
Everything I had. I mean,
it depends.
If it's Target.
You know, speaking of grocery store bathrooms, there's one. Listen, guys, if you're ever in Lawrenceville, Virginia, which is kind of on this side of Emporia, Virginia, you know where I'm talking about.
Of course.
On Highway 58, the same parking lot as the tiniest bank you've ever seen and the only McDonald's I've ever seen that closed. It was a McDonald's my whole life. And then one time going on the trip, it's just a building painted completely white. Windows, roof, everything. That's what they do when they close one. I never knew it.
Weird. Yeah.
Anyway, there's a Food Lion right there in Lawrenceville, Virginia. The best Food Lion experience of my life. We stop there on purpose now. Because, yeah, it's got a nice bathroom. But the whole vibe in there, man. Kids are like dancing and singing and skipping around with a rope of flowers. And ladies are wearing hats like it's a Kentucky Derby. Everybody knows everybody. It's hugging and high-fiving and laughing the whole way through the store.
Unicorns just leading you up and down each aisle.
And my Italian sausage is a dollar cheaper there.
That's amazing.
It's, you know what? If it wasn't, how far is that from here? About 2.5 hours, roughly. I'd go there regularly. If it was only...
That is a long way to go just to do your grocery shopping at a highfalutin Food Lion.
And I carry a cooler now with me when we do the trip to the Eastern Shore because it's on the way back. And I have a cooler because I get deals in there. I go in there and I dance with all the kids.
Yeah.
And we sing.
And you get the rope
and
of flowers
discount.
And the unicorns.
And then I fill my cooler with deals. Ah, such a good vibe. I can't wait. I'm going on my trip this week. And so next week when I'm coming back, I'll let you guys know how it goes at the Food Lion.
Take some pictures. I want to see the excitement.
Oh, I will. And it's the measure by which I judge all other Food Lions now. Because
I would
it's
imagine,
so
yeah.
good. So good.
That is. There's nothing more disappointing, though, when you walk into a place and there's something really gross about it or whatever. I walked into a brand new convenience store. Like, it had just opened. And I was like, well, they really didn't try to keep this going. And it was already sticky. You know, like the soda dispenser area was already trashed, and I'm like,
it's going to be a
sad.
It's going to be a hemp store anytime now. It'll be converted.
I hate when you're used to one Food Lion, but then you're like somewhere else, and you're like, oh, okay, I need to run in. Here's a Food Lion. I'll run in, and it's set up completely backwards or different than the one you're used to.
What is up with that?
I don't know, and I can't stand it. I'm like, I don't know where anything is.
You can go into three different teeters and. It's set up three different ways. Why do they do that? And then the other thing is sometimes they readjust their aisles for no reason in the middle of the night. And you go and things aren't where they were.
Do you picture them? They're like in there in the middle of the night going, he's not going to find the red sprinkles.
Yes, I think it is. It's a personal vendetta. But again, I don't understand. Why do they set up a store? Like you would think you go to the, the right. It's always going to be the produce and then this and that.
Well, what you guys are going on about doesn't faze me in the least bit.
Are you kidding?
No. You out of everybody, I would have thought that would have been frustrating.
You just never go to a different store.
I walk every aisle when I go to a grocery store, so I'm going to find it anyway. I love going to the grocery store.
I do too, but at the same time, I have my pattern, and it.
Well, that's why they're mixing that up because of your lazy ass pattern, and you're not buying enough new things. So they're mixing it up where you have to be exposed to new stuff. That's the whole strategy behind that. You go in, you go one route, you buy this and this, and you don't see these other things that they want you to buy.
Okay, moving my one grocery store, that applies to that. But why is each one set up differently?
Yeah,
because you just missed it. It was set up the way you wanted it. And then when you go in there, they just mixed it up.
They're just changing.
We rearranged a little bit.
So, and we've said this before in varying degrees of seriousness, but we are absolutely lucky that Charlie is alive right now.
We are. We actually are. I was in a bet after the last podcast that we had that day, actually, that afternoon, my stepson and I were in a bad car accident.
Yeah, head-on collision. It doesn't get much worse than that.
No, it doesn't. We are so lucky that neither car was going faster or we hit. So we were in an 03 Honda Accord and they were in a Ford Ranger. So both cars were basically about the same size. Mm-hmm. If it had been, an F-250, it could have ended very differently.
Yeah. I mean, it was bad enough. You got, serious, impressive bruising.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, when you see the orthopedist about that foot, they're going to put you in a boot.
Yeah, I don't know. I've got both of my knees hit the dashboard, and one of them is still very swollen and very purple. My foot is very bruised and difficult to walk on. I have 3 staples in the back of my head.
Dang.
And I have a bruised rib, which makes it really hard to laugh. Which is not
and then
great
you start laughing.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, this is
or
serious.
Or sneeze or blow my nose or anything like that. And bruises from the airbag and from the seatbelt. Really, really bad bruises.
Man, I just imagine how sore you were 3 days later.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the thing does come down to, it's like, yeah, you just check all the boxes of, like, I'm glad I was wearing my seatbelt. I'm glad I was doing this. I'm glad, there's certain things you take for granted, but that is, it was crazy. You sent the picture and nothing made sense about what you sent.
Well, and also gratefully, my stepson, he was the one who was driving and he was not hurt hardly at all. He had a little bit of bruising from the seatbelt around his hips.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he might have had a bruise on his nose from the airbag. But other than that, he wasn't hurt at all.
And we've been talking so much for the last several months about how much we want these dang kids to drive. And then this happens and terrifies us all over again.
Yeah, it was just, it was a distraction that happened. I had his phone and I was trying to do something on it and I didn't realize how much attention he was paying to me.
He didn't want you seeing something.
Well, whatever. The thing is, though, I think I'm grateful that it was me instead of one of his friends or one of his little brothers or something, because anyone in the car can distract you. And all I keep saying afterwards is nothing inside the car is more important than what's going on outside the car.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a lesson to be learned there. Just glad you're okay. And then Maddie, he's another one that just barely skirted by death when a colossal tree collapsed his entire house.
Yeah. I was lucky to be alive. Everything I own is gone, and I'm the saddest boy.
Maddie's I got some crap
lying.
You can have.
Yeah, neat.
I got some old crap I don't want if you want it.
Here's the crazy thing.
I'm sorry, time out. Yeah. Are you trying to one up me?
No, I think you're trying to one up me because remember, I was the one who was in an accident.
You did
and you're
have
like,
a car
oh, look,
accident last week.
I got rear-ended and then she got in a head-on collision.
Oh, did we talk about your accident on this?
It was nothing. It doesn't even count.
Yeah, but still, you're a sucker and I am so mad at you. That you didn't
But nothing
call.
Happened.
Yeah, so what? He hit you. That is like, here's your ticket, sir. Here you
For
go,
what?
Sir.
I didn't. There wasn't anything to do.
Enjoy your time with your attorneys.
Andy was so nice. Like, he was the nicest guy ever.
Of course he was. Of course he was, because he's thinking, oh my God, this guy's going to call the lawyers.
Although, we were talking the other day, Charlie and I, when you were out, that I was really lucky, much like her, that the truck he was driving was like a tiny, one of those little Mazda trucks. And so it was just small enough, low
You mean
enough.
Like Bigfoot, one of those Mazda trucks?
Right, yeah. Yeah,
it was Megazoid.
And also, time out, I forgot to mention this.
Bone Shaker. Gravedigger.
I don't believe that the people in the other car were injured either.
Oh, good.
I didn't mention that. So
okay, back to your house being destroyed and you wanting to take the crap that I don't want anymore.
Okay, sorry. Mm-hmm. So anyway, yes, no. Yeah, we're trying to one-up each other, and that's why I was worried about Charlie when the storm hit, because I was like, I wanted to say, watch out, a limb fell on my house. I figured an entire tree
would... We have no trees around our house. So if one does hit us, it's probably firing like a missile from...
Yeah, but then you would be
and
like...
And then we're really going to be dead.
What'd you do?
Please don't. Please stop.
Somebody
please
else's stop. Tree.
No, they were like... So yeah. It was the other night when they were calling for these massive storms. And it was like, hey, we might get some weather and whatever. But it wasn't going to be until 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. So it's 6 something. I'm cooking dinner. And all of a sudden, it was like house shaking bang, the loudest bang ever. And
really?
I was like,
and the house shook from that?
Yeah. I mean, it smacked the house, and I look out, and on my screened-in porch, I see green, and I'm like, well...
That doesn't go there.
I don't remember having a plant there, and then sure enough, as I walked out, a big limb, and we got lucky because it barely... I mean, it was a big-size, healthy limb, but that's the other thing. So then, no storm.
Yeah.
It was just like the limb was like, something might happen. I better drop now.
Yeah. So
I'm scared.
Now what's going to happen when there is a big storm? What's going to fall there?
Right.
I don't. Well, not that limb anymore. But the good news is that I tuned up my chainsaw last night. And so tonight I get to cut up tree parts.
Are you going to get up on your roof and do it?
Well, that's the other thing. It's so frustrating. I can easily walk on 90% of my roof.
Uh-oh.
There is the one section that's too steep for me to walk on. It's like a two-story drop where it is. Like, it's the least convenient part for me to do anything with.
You want me to come over and tie a rope around you and throw you over and pull you back so you can get to it?
Yeah.
Would you like me to come over and have a talk with that limb about where it decided to land?
I already did. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And the what it hit was my screened-in porch, which is actually, it was newer construction. When we bought the house, the previous owners had put it on there. So they didn't even hit the original roof that I needed it to hit. I mean, that
it's all part of the roof. It's still part of the roof, isn't it?
It's just, it's like, that's the part that was supposed to be the new part. And then it's like, what? Trees are dumb. I love trees, but trees are dumb. I can't
they
do anything.
Don't use their brains.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
So 4th of July is going to be here in about a minute. Anybody got any fireworks? Anybody go anywhere to get any good ones yet?
No, we don't buy them. We just let our, we have some friends who do a spectacular big show down on the lake. And so we just let them handle it and we donate to the cause.
You still got any of your Christmas fireworks I gave you?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I might have like 3 or 4. There's bottle
rockets. That counts. What about you? You got anything?
I don't want to incriminate anyone, but let's just say I got a picture from some friends of, you know, those flat pallet?
Yeah.
Like at, you go to Home Depot or Lowe's when you're going to get like a bunch of mulch.
Yeah.
You get the cart. That was full.
Is this good stuff or is it just stupid snakes?
Okay. Yeah.
So many snakes.
This is South Carolina.
We got a pallet of snakes. Look out, kids. Oh, it smells sulfury and it's boring. Happy 4th of July!
Ah, yay! Woo! Nothing but sparklers and smoke bomb. No, yeah. So I think they're doing it on the actual 4th.
Well, that's a good idea.
I think I'm going to go to the grasshoppers again.
Yeah. I'm going to be on the Eastern Shore, and they do one there. It's a family that does it, and It's the biggest, longest friggin' fireworks display. I've told you all that before. The kids got bored and laid down the grass.
Oh my gosh.
Is it ever going to be over?
Yeah, I do think there is a limit. There, I appreciate fireworks. I love a good fireworks show. But you do get to the point where you're like, okay, is that it?
Yeah.
Wait, is that it? Are
you done? Another grand finale? Yeah.
I just think it's funny because they're all basically the exact same firework, but they're all like 46,000 different packaging. Like the backup Terry.
Yeah.
Like they finally, someone put out a backup Terry, which has Terry in his wheelchair backing up.
Oh, you talking about store-bought?
Yeah. Okay, No. I'm talking about the good ones too.
Oh.
And that's the other thing. The store-bought ones, have you noticed how they look like this is going to be some good stuff?
And then it's a sparkler.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I had, when I gave you those bottle rockets, I still have several packs of those. And I had a couple of bags of the M60s that I got with them. And I'll tell you, an M60 is nothing like an M80. Because an M80, you used to hear about people blowing up a mailbox completely with an M80.
And that's a quarter stick of dynamite.
Yeah. Well, these M60s are nothing like that. They're just a pop. They don't explode anything. I tried to blow a pumpkin with them, and it just, you know, I mean, it's loud, but it's nothing like that.
Do you, with the bottle rockets, have you ever tried to shoot them underwater?
Oh God, yeah.
That's neat. My cousins used to do that.
The whistling ones will do it.
Yeah, you just shoot it like at the surface, but enough in the water that it goes pew.
I used to do it in my grandma's bird bath. That's where I learned that it would do it.
Oh, yeah?
Wee!
You know, that used to remind me, too, like my favorites. We used to love throwing like the black cats around.
Yeah.
Just the regular firecrackers. But then when you always get the jumping jacks. But then those were the sketchiest ones because they would just start spinning and then shoot.
Come
whatever.
Right at you.
Yeah. Back up, Terry.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So I was using those. I can't remember what the event was. Maybe it was Christmas or New Year's, whatever. But I would go out there and light three M60s and two of the bottle rockets at the same time, like off of one light, had a little blowtorch. And it's like, pow, 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 zeep, 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 pow, pow. Then I realized, you know what? My neighbor's got an old dog. Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
You know?
I hate it. You know, I do hate it for the dogs. It is scary for them. I don't know how to balance that out.
It's one day a year.
They're enjoyable, but it should only be one day a year. Don't extend it for the next 6 months.
The neighbors who do it for the full week at midnight. Here's one last one. Oh, no, now this is one last one. Okay, best 4th of July memory ever. Who wants to go first?
Gosh.
I have one, and it was, so we used to go to some friends of the family had a lake house. And so our families were really tight. So we would go over to the lake house for the 4th. And then my dad and the other dad would get fireworks. And it would usually just be like shooting, you know, like not the regular bottle rockets, but there's like a size.
Yeah.
Up
yeah. They're good.
Where they actually kind of blossom a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So they would do some of that. And then it would be like lake wars where I don't know if your lake is like that, but somebody else is doing them. And it's almost like everyone's kind of going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So one time my dad and this other dad were lighting them off and we were out at the, like on the shoreline or whatever. And my dad, I guess, didn't get the angle quite right. And so when he shot it, it shot across the lake and went off behind the tree line at the other camp.
Nice.
And my dad just is like, oh, that's it. Whoever it goes.
That's it. Go in the house.
He freaked out, grabbed everything, and ran in the house. And so we all had to hide and kind of. But I'm like, at this point, it's like, I'm sure they had no idea where that came from.
They got in their canoe and paddled right over to give him a what for. What about you?
I mean, I have some great memories of the 4th of July because, you know, our small town that I grew up in, they did a big festival in the park with rides and things and whatever.
That's
so
cool.
That was always fun growing up. And we lived on the hill just above the park. So we could watch fireworks from our house. But I think maybe one of them was when I went with a bunch of my friends to Chicago for 4th of July, because seeing it over the, you know, great, whatever, Lake Michigan, that was pretty amazing. And then also watching fireworks from a rooftop in Denver.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah.
We did a rooftop in D.C. one time. That was super neat.
The best fireworks ever for me was when I was at Emerald Isle several years ago, and they were doing them on the beach. And from our vantage point, we could see them all the way down every town, like Atlantic, Beaufort, whatever. And you
that
could see all
neat.
Of them, all the fireworks displays. But the biggest 4th of July memory for me was when we went to this cookout at this caterer's house. And these were the craziest friggin' people, nuttiest rednecks you've ever seen in your life. The main guy, I'm not going to say their names, but the main guy wouldn't peel his shrimp. He ate shell and legs and everything.
Ew.
It's like, I ain't got time for that. Just shoveling them in, every bit of shell and everything. And there was a friend of his who showed up who was a little person, and he came because he made bombs. And he had this jar full of some kind of explosive powder, and he had caps and fuses and everything. And he would take, like, for instance, a tennis ball and cut a hole in it with a X-Acto knife, fill it up with that powder, put the fuse in it, and just, I mean, the loudest earth-shaking explosion of your life. And he did three or four of those.
Oh, so it doesn't like a little 4th of July pipe bombs.
I mean, it was crazy. That's the place where I learned they were caterers, and they did their own stuff, and they had homemade blue cheese dressing for the hot wings, and they had these little brownie cups. And I discovered while hiding behind the food table that if you put the brownie into the blue cheese, you really had something.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I hid and ate those in my shame. That was my best 4th of July.
I do like that.
Yo, you got to try it.
I remember one time we were sitting at another friend's, all the good fireworks stories happen around a lake, don't they? We were just lighting off black cats, and my buddy had a brown paper bag full of them. We had taken all the big packs of them and ripped them apart and unstrung them. So they were just loose individual. But we're lighting them off we're sitting on the bumper of the car, just lighting, throw them into the driveway, whatever. And all of a sudden, his mom runs over and grabs the bag and throws it. And he's like, "Mom, what'd you do that for?"
It was lit.
And then all of a sudden, boom!
It was lit.
Yeah.
I used to like to throw the whole string of those when you could buy them at the store in bricks.
But
black cats, if you don't know, they're just like the little, inch and a half long firecracker with the little gray fuse in it. They were also known as thunder bombs.
When you did the brick, though, gosh, that went on forever.
Let's do a couple phone calls. Why not? If you ever want to be on the podcast, 336-373-0987 is our number. What's waiting for us this week?
Hey, Simon, it's your boy, Jerry from Salisbury.
Jerry.
Just listened to your last podcast, and you were talking about a couple of things that I took note of. It was Kmart. From what I could find on the internet, there's either three or four left in the United States. There's one in New Jersey. I think there's one in Miami. And I can't remember where the other ones were. So, I don't know.
Road trip. Who wants to go to Miami?
I want to go to Miami, but not for Kmart.
Anyhow, the other one was how McDonald's soda is spicy. Anyhow, from what I understand, I found a couple of different sources, is that Coke and McDonald's has some kind of agreement in their contract that said that McDonald's will use Coke as their drink of choice as long as Coke delivers their drinks in metal canisters versus the bags that all the other stores use. I guess the syrup is in a metal canister versus the bags. Don't know how I can prove that. I haven't worked McDonald's in years. And I can't remember exactly what was used at the one I worked at. Anyhow, just wanted to pipe in with that. I hope y'all have a great week, and we'll talk to you later.
There he is, Jerry Salisbury, former McDonald's employee. Anybody you know ever work at a McDonald's?
Not at McDonald's. I've had years of restaurant experience, though, and all I've ever seen is the bags. The boxes with the bag of syrup.
I mean, I had a lot of friends that worked at McDonald's in high school. I didn't.
Yeah.
But
there's no doubt about it. Best Cokes.
It is.
Cokes.
Nectar of the gods.
Has anybody tried? No, they said they were going to upgrade their burgers and cook them differently. And we were kind of like, hey, don't mess with that. Because when I go there, I know exactly what that's going to be. Anybody try one of them yet?
I haven't had one in a while.
Which ones were they doing differently?
I think it was cheeseburger, quarter pounder.
It's the ones where they do the real meat.
Yeah.
As opposed to the frozen meat.
I really don't know. But I don't see why you want to change something like that. It's like a new Coke thing to me.
Right. Yeah. Don't mess with it if it's already working.
Hey, Simon. Melissa is in dish. Thunder rolls and it's raining. Now at the end of time and the sky is blue. It's a good hard day and the sky is blue. Deliver us from evil. And, there's a rainbow, and we don't know what's happened. Deliver us from evil.
Well, all right.
What?
Thank you.
Should we play it backwards and see if it makes better sense? I don't get that. But you know what? We encourage people to call with whatever.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I'm kind of feeling that one. There's a real roller coaster of emotion, though. Was she singing a specific, was it a request? Was she,
I don't know.
Was she singing a song, or was she just saying words in a sing-songy tone?
Questions are not content. Just roll
with
it.
Ooh, she burned that A.
There's too many questions to even start, so just leave them there and just be okay with it.
Say the words again.
Questions are not content.
Yeah.
Boom.
Ow.
I wonder where you heard that.
Hey, Simon. Just wanted to remind you that I still fall asleep with you every night and wake up with you every morning.
Wow.
Bye.
Ooh, we've had a long relationship.
I'm sorry about all that.
Why do you keep stealing the covers?
I'll do better and try harder. A miniature pig would not let a bear attack his people.
I saw that.
Barbecue.
Oh, no.
The miniature pig confronted a black bear that was breaking into an animal pen. It would not back down and chased the black bear away. Way to go, Barbecue.
Hey, you've got to show your worth so that they won't eat you.
Oh, they'll still eat him.
Test.
He got belly rubs and fruit snacks.
No.
Now, isn't that what you want? If you chase a bear away, don't you want some belly rubs and some fruit snacks?
Yes.
Yeah, actually.
I mean, who doesn't?
I don't know. I kind of want barbecue.
Stop it.
The taste as great as its name. Here's something I didn't know was a thing. People are really fired up about getting flat tires from something you wouldn't think of. Vapes.
Really?
A vape cartridge, a discarded disposable vape can cut your tire on the road and give you a flat tire.
They are made out of glass.
And now that, well, this was like some kind of little metal piece.
Yeah.
Sticking.
Don't throw those out the window, people. What's wrong with you?
Yep. Those are the same people, though. Have you ever noticed, like, we've talked about the bag of trash phenomenon on the side of the road?
Yes.
My new one is like whole furniture. Like, do you think that's a case that someone was moving something, it fell off, and they didn't realize it? Or no. It fell off, and they're like, oh, well.
No, they did that on purpose. There's been stories on Nextdoor. You know, if you really want to get fired up about some stuff,
yeah,
go on Nextdoor. But no, a lady paid a guy to take some junk away, to haul some junk away. It took him forever, and when he did, he dumped it on the side of the road, and somehow it got tracked back to her.
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
So it happens in, I live in Davidson County, and people are always complaining about how others will just dump their, instead of taking their trash to the dump or paying for trash service, they'll just dump it.
Don't you think,
land.
Don't you want to get out and dig through there and find something with their name and address on it? And
some of them have.
Deliver it back to them?
Gotten them in trouble.
Yeah.
You can report it.
At least make sure they get their trash back, because like Maddie said, they might have just accidentally dropped it.
Oh, no, you lost all these bags of filth.
Joey Chestnut is about to be in the spotlight again, the 4th of July hot dog eating contest. Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest.
Has he been dethroned since he kind of came into the spotlight?
I don't remember.
Ever since Kobayashi got like disgraced.
I think Chestnut is pretty much winning every one he does now.
Pretty much. I think he picks and chooses. I think he knows he can win or not. But eventually he'll get dethroned unless he retires.
He says that he really would. His goals, if you want to know, he would love to get a king crab eating record.
Oh, cool.
And he would love to do hot dog eating contests on every continent.
Oh, I mean, I guess when that's your thing, you need to find a way to make it more exciting.
It just looks so aggressive. Like, I could handle some hot dogs.
Do you think you could, really?
Not like that, though. I mean, that's the thing. I did it. I did a baseball game one time when we were in Milwaukee. One of the most blurry trips of my baseball career, but this is part of it. We were at the Brewer Stadium and they had like dollar brats, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna eat a brat an inning, and I think I made it like four something innings, and then I finally hit a wall. And
wow.
The reason why that didn't work for you though is because you paused in between them. You can't pause and get full. You have to keep going. Just nom,
yeah,
nom,
and remember,
nom, nom.
You gotta take your bun and dip it in a glass of water so it's a soggy mess,
so gross.
Slurp that down before you eat a hot dog whole.
I think that's part of why it's hard to watch that on TV.
It's gross.
Yeah.
It's just like slush, like it's just everything that's wrong with watching people eat.
I don't think that ever should have been allowed.
What,
you know, yeah, you can
down?
Eat more, but. It's gross and it makes it easier.
Or what about when they separate? Like they eat like they'll clutch a handful of just the hot dogs and then they take the buns and dip it in the water, mush it,
right?
Eat, yeah.
As long as you get them down. You know, I've been watching, and I don't know why, because it's disgusting. Man versus Food.
Mm-hmm.
When What's-His-Face was doing it. What was the guy?
Adam Richman.
Adam Richman. He was great. The new guy who's doing it, his name's Casey something, and he is just gross because he'll be doing the eating challenge and then scream with his mouth full of whatever he's eating. And he does it every single show, man.
That's his thing.
Every show.
But I love why Adam didn't, he had to stop because it was like, yeah, his doctors basically said, you have to stop this. Like, you are, this is really unhealthy for you to keep eating these things.
Well, that, and he was bored with it because it got to the point where he was having to eat so many hot challenges. Because people are just like stacking the deck now. They're like, hey, we want to get on that show, so we're going to make some crap that you can't eat. And it's like 100% spicy oil. Like, they take the oil from the pepper, so there's no flavor. It's just the fuel. And like, he got so sick of that.
Can't somebody just make a cake?
I've never seen
it's
him.
It's a spicy cake.
I've never seen him eat a cake. The one that I know I could do is that 72-ounce steak. I got no question about that. Like, I can't even hardly eat two hot dogs anymore, but I could eat a 72-ounce steak.
What about and the baked potato and the salad?
I'm not as interested in that, but if that's what I have to do.
It's part of it.
That really is. I mean, that's always the thing. You have to eat the sides that come with it.
Mm-hmm. And drink the drink, whatever it is.
They had one. It was like a giant pancake stack, and I'm like, no way. Like, those are another.
Oh, God.
Pancakes are another one. That hits your belly. Like, we were just talking about how this kid I grew up with, his family ran a sugar shack where they made maple syrup. But every weekend they would do pancake breakfast, and they would have all you could eat pancakes, but they were real big and fluffy, and so you could never get more than maybe two or three.
Yeah.
And that was the thing. Like, I always was like, oh, next week, man, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get four.
Five.
Yeah.
Here's what he does. About 2 days before his competition, he eats his last meal, and then he does a lemon juice, water, and a little bit of protein supplement for the rest of the 2 days. The day of the contest, he wakes up super early, drinks liquids, does yoga, does some burpees, then sucks in his stomach and keeps saying, all right, there's room for about 16 or 17 pounds of food in there.
Mm. God. And he's a little guy.
Yeah.
He's not a great big huge.
Oh my God, the Black Widow
monster.
Was a little petite baby doll.
Mm-hmm. I think some of the most aggressive eaters are usually the smaller people. Like, you would see some of these guys that look like, oh, well, this guy can probably eat a house. And they get torched by these guys.
Yeah. All right. That's going to about do it. Getting ready for the 4th of July and eating as many hot dogs as we can get away with. Can't wait to come back with crazy stories of my favorite food lion in the world.
Oh, that's going to be amazing.
Dancing and singing. Charlie, you got a final thought?
We're having a big 4th of July party. Bring your own pipe bomb.
All right. What about you?
I don't know. I just gotta feel like I need to take a road trip to Lawrenceville, Virginia and go hang out at your Food Lion.
You're gonna love it. You're really gonna love it. Don't forget, call us 336-373-0987. Listen to us at 987simon.com. All American Weekend is coming. You're gonna love that almost as much as the Lawrenceville Food Lion. Next time.
Bye. Get up. It's a Get Up Show.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.